but a fool can't have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation, lately I've not slept a wink. Since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Sing to him each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Burned a lot but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic, life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more.
All right. Wrapping up another Something About the Women. We're a little bit over. We're going to throw it to the Willow Tree Theater here. But thank you for listening. And, of course, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You want to just scoot in?
Hello. This is Quinn. We're going to start the Willow Tree Theater on air soon. Sorry. And we have a very special show today. We're going to do a cold read of a script that Anastasia and I have been working on. It's a cyber noir film. But we're going to start with some music, and we'll be back shortly.
Oh, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was mine. Grab that.
You try to give one little thought to me, though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while will you dream of the moments I shared with you, moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, the one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. Oh, I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while. Contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while.
Baby love, my baby love, I need you.
Hello.
Hello.
Can everyone hear themselves?
Hello.
Nope. Nope.
I can hear something. Let me turn up the.
Hello.
Now,
hello.
Ourselves?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
I can hear you.
I can't hear myself.
Hello.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you too.
Maybe okay. It's just the mic.
It's the headphones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be.
Hello. 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 Hello.
This one has a blue.
It's okay. I mean,
yeah.
It's okay. It's just roll.
It'll still
with
go.
It.
Awesome. Okay, so this is this script Anastas and I have been working on.
Yes.
We're planning on making this cyber noir short film this year. So this is the first read of the script.
Yes, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a narrator that kind of narrates the action of the film, which you would see on screen usually. But yeah, this is the audio version.
Sure. Yeah, does it have a title yet?
No title.
No title.
No title.
Oh, untitled.
Work in progress.
Yes.
Untitled cyber.
For now. And action. A phone rings and rings, and a figure can be seen silhouetted in the light of a phone booth. It's sunset. The phone call goes through.
Sol, Jesus, where have you been, man? No one's here.
I messed up something bad in my head. I mean, I need...
Sol, slow down. What's going on?
I had to see her again, man, and they said I'd be able to. They said...
See who, Sol?
They said it wouldn't mess with anything, but there's something I can feel in there. It's doing something bad, man. Frying.
Sol, just tell me where you are, man.
And I'm in deep with them, Benji. I didn't have shit to pay for it. I said I did, Benji. I had to. I had to see her. Crap, I gotta go.
Sol! Ah, rats.
Benji slams the phone back into the receiver and steps out of the phone booth. He stands for a moment, then walks very quickly away. A hovercraft flies overhead. In the city, he enters a dingy skyscraper and takes the elevator to the 174th floor. He walks to a door marked 32.
Sol?
He knocks again, but there's no answer.
Sol, it's Ben. Just me. I only want to talk. Sol!
He looks for the key under the welcome mat and finds it. Gently opening the door, he finds a room, dusty and dimly lit, with things strewn on the floor like something someone had left in a hurry. The blinds are drawn, but the light from passing ships casts a shifting pattern of stripes on everything. There's music playing as he enters, the last couple words of a song crackling and repeating over and over again. He walks to it and turns it off. An eerie silence fills the room. Next to it, he finds a shrine of sorts. There is a picture of a girl, stacks of cards, wilted flowers, and a sketchbook open to a drawing of three people. Sol and Benji's names are written on it. On the table next to it is a newspaper printout. The headline reads, "Magnet grid failure, thousands dead, and catastrophic crash." He turns again to the only other source of light in the room, a huge computer station with many monitors connected in a mess of wires. Sitting on the counter is a floppy disk. He picks it up and inserts it into the machine. It starts to hum and clicks and pulls up an online forum. He navigates through it, checking Sol's old messages, eventually leading him to an event, a flyer containing coordinates, a seance, a dance at the light's end. Benji enters them into a map database. They pop up in an area marked as restricted on the map, a walled-off part of the old city.
What?
Leaving the building, he grabs a floppy disk and walks back along the street towards the train. He passes a TV storefront, a series of box TVs stacked up, all playing the same news channel, detailing cleanup from a massive magnet grid failure from 2 weeks earlier. He pauses for a moment to watch.
And the death toll is still rising as emergency teams continue to dig through the rubble. The Queen sends her sincere condolences to all families of...
He keeps walking. Underneath a raised platform, it's dusk, gloomy and dark, lit by fluorescent lights hanging off of the side of buildings. He ascends the elevator, silhouetted in the little windows, and arrives in the station. There's a hum, and the station shakes. The oblong vehicle, vaguely resembling a train, hovers down into the station. It lands on outstretched metal arms.
We're flying to Cannondale West.
In the hovercraft, he sits down, near two police in gray uniforms, and puts his head against the window, staring out. As the train starts moving, the lights of the city whip by in a blur of color.
Approaching Cannondale West. This is the last stop on the F line. Change now.
Benji walks out from a station. It's crumbling with flickering fluorescent lights. The streets are empty. Trash is blowing in the wind. Boarded up shops line the street. Ahead of him, he sees a massive wall built at the end of the street, blinking lights on top. He stares at it. There is a figure on the corner wearing a long coat. You can see them staring at Benji. Benji turns and looks at them, and then turns away. The figure keeps staring, an intense, almost longing, but strange look in their eyes.
What is it?
Sorry?
What is it that you're looking for?
What?
Are they real or a ghost?
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that right? But you'd like to know, wouldn't you? I can help you.
There's a friend of mine. I don't know where he is. How'd you know?
A friend?
Yes.
Does he live around here?
I don't know.
Or is he on the other side? Have you been through before?
No.
There's nothing good past that wall, but who am I to stop you? You sure he's over there?
Yes. I hope. That's all I could find. He had messages about something called Light's End. Would you know anything about that?
The figure takes out a long, slender smoking device attached to a tube that snakes into their coat and takes a slow drag.
That's where they all want to go. So, is he a ghost?
What? No, he's not.
All right.
So you know the way through?
Come with me.
The figure leads him to a strange entrance to the wall. It's an overgrown ramp going up a spiraling road that passes through the wall. A rusted chain-link fence is haphazardly put up across the entrance.
This is as far as I'll go.
Benji takes out his wallet.
Can I?
No. You know where I'll be. You know, there's other ways to love someone who's already gone.
Benji turns. The figure shakes their head and disappears. Benji makes his way through the wall, a strange passage, through jumbles of machinery. As he descends, the film shifts from color to black and white. He emerges and walks down a street of abandoned buildings. Everything is overgrown and crumbling. Marks of war, pockmarked walls, and half-exploded buildings. There's a half-light and stars twinkle overhead. He can see them now that the city lights are out. He keeps walking past boarded-up buildings, jumping at every sound, until he passes a large column stoop. Benji freezes and looks around, not seeing anyone.
And who is this? A creature of the night? No, you don't look like you belong here, young man.
Benji looks around, still not seeing the source of the voice.
I'm up here if you'd like to stay a while, have a chat.
Who are you?
I'm me. And you're not supposed to be here.
The figure leaps down from the steps and saunters up next to him. He moves with an unsettling feline grace that is both beautiful and natural. Unnatural.
Well, on with it. Where are we going?
Listen, man, I don't want trouble.
Then what, might I ask? What is a boy like you doing over here? With your nice clean clothes and little new shoes. And a bag, what's in there?
Benji says nothing as the cat prances around him.
Don't be close-lipped. No fun in that. Oh, come now. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just curious. We're not all devils around here, you know.
You know what the Light's End is?
Ah, oh, Light's End. That old haunt. Looking for ghosts, are we?
No. What do you mean?
Well, what business do you have there unless they've crossed the river? Aye.
What do you mean, cross the river?
Oh, well, I can show you, don't you know? Come on, then.
The two figures pick their way through the rubble, passing a rusted tank. They enter into a ruin coming out on the third floor of some large building, looking out through a blown-away wall. There is a large building, ornate but crumbling and strange. It was once a beautifully constructed courthouse or manor of some sort. Through all the windows, figures are waltzing in a silhouetted shadow. They turn and descend down a spiraling staircase.
Who are they? The people dancing?
Oh, they're just like you.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You know, looking for someone who's gone.
But I'm not.
Shh, stay by my side.
They exit from an old hotel lobby door and stand looking at the building across the street. The silhouette's still dancing in the window. A pair of twins stand guarding the door. They look at each other and back.
Oh, he's with me, darlings, here to see the captain.
The twins don't say anything but step outside. They enter into a dance floor, dimly lit. There is a sea of people all dancing a slow waltz with their arms around an invisible partner. They watch for a moment as a figure comes up to them.
Corrine, you haven't been here in a while. I'm sorry, baby. Who was it?
Oh, not me, not me. It's this poor boy.
The figure goes to lay a hand on Benji in a consoling gesture. He steps out of the way.
There's a door in the back through this lock.
Corinne motions to the dance floor, but Ben doesn't move.
Oh, go on, Ben. I'll be here. Careful not to disturb them. Oh, and tell the captain Corrine sent you.
He gives an eerie smile and turns back to the figure. Benji begins to walk through this crowd of people, sliding between the waltzing figures, arms outstretched to invisible shoulders and necks. The waltz is echoing around him. He turns to look at the people as he's passing. All of their eyes are closed, and a little light can be seen blinking on their necks. At the back of the dance floor, he comes to a door leading into a hallway lined with mirrors. As he walks, Benji watches himself reflected back into hundreds of distorted images. At the end of this hallway is another door with a little sign on it that says knock. Benji takes a deep breath and raises his hand to knock. Above him, a camera shaped like an eye swivels and blinks at him, and a little speaker crackles.
I'm here to see the captain.
Come in.
The door buzzes and swings open on its own. There's a long table with a tea set laid out on it. Smoke fills the room. A gangly man is perched at the end of the table, with a captain's hat and a telescope. Next to him sits a shorter man with a strange helmet, a henchman.
Welcome aboard. Sit, sit. Would you like some tea?
No.
Oh, of course. Well, here you are.
Here you are!
The henchman runs over and pours Benji a cup of tea. He doesn't touch it.
But why are you here? Lost somebody looking for a seance?
I'm looking for some...
Oh, you see, we have the best. Inside the wall, outside the wall, just a plug and a slip into the neck is all.
The captain turns his head, revealing a blinking port in the side of his neck.
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's okay, young man. We all lose somebody. This is a cruel city. A cruel city. But that's why it needs people like me to bring back old lovers who with you long to be. And for truly such a low price. See them again, dance all night.
My friend is not dead.
Oh. But then why are you here?
Because I know he came here to you. I need to bring him back. His name is Sol. Sol Dumont.
Oh, well, you should have just answered. You were only looking for a dancer. The guest list.
The guest list!
The henchman rummages into a drawer, producing a dirty binder stuffed full of papers. The captain licks his fingers and starts leafing through it.
Claydon's, Cotterston Candy, yes. Here, D, Doughty, Duster. Ah, Sol Dumont. It says here he came first, 1 week ago. Oh, oh dear. Young man, dance too long and you could get caught, you see, forgetting what's real and what's not. And of course, it gets very expensive. Very expensive. And when you don't have, well, here, take my card. You could see him again. Why not give it a shot?
Where is Sol?
Oh, I thought I told you. He did a little walk of the plank. You could say, now has he swum or has he sank?
What the hell do you mean, walk the plank?
Oh, walk the plank, down to the river. I see him. He's swimming, he's swum. Why the long face? Something out of place.
What did you do with him?
Did you know her too, the one he came to see? Well, she's already been made. You could dance with them both, easy.
What did you do with him?
Oh my, a little angry, are we? Oh, don't get into a fuss. We'll give you one whole night for free.
Benji jumps across the table at the captain. Immediately, henchman comes to grab him and pin him. One pulls out a knife. He struggles and breaks free. Knocking through the door, the henchman moved to follow.
Oh, boys, let him go. He'll be back before you know.
Benji runs through the hall of mirrors, then out into the dance floor, knocking people over. He stumbles out of the building and up to the river, where he crosses a crumbling bridge. It's early morning and foggy. The sun is about to rise. He looks down and freezes. There's a figure floating face down, slowly bobbing along the side of the river. He runs to the end of the bridge and scrambles down the bank, kneeling next to the water. The sun begins to rise as he kneels and stares at the figure. After a moment, he turns it over, revealing Sol's face. He shuts his eyes and lets him back into the river and then pulls out the captain's business card. In a burst of color, Sol and Ben dance through a kaleidoscopic world, a beautiful song echoing all around them. They look happy. The end.
Thank you. Sorry.
just me.
Does he like to call you? Just take me on the phone. I love you. Pretty little baby. Of me and try to love me, pretty little baby. I'm hoping that you do. You can ask the flowers. I sit for hours telling all the bluebirds, the bill and coo birds, pretty little baby. I'm so in love with you. You know it's much more fun to love while the heart is young and gay. Meet me at the car hop or at the pop shop. Meet me in the moonlight or in the daylight. Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Much more fun to love while the heart is young and gay. Meet me at the car hop or at the pop shop. Meet me in the moonlight or in the daylight. Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Pretty little baby, I said pretty little baby.
Hello, we have a caller. I'm going to see if I can figure out how to pick it up.
Hello?
Let's see.
Oh, it stopped flashing.
Oh, call again. Phone. I think we might have missed it.
Call again if you're listening.
Call again if you're listening. I'll try and pick up.
Oh, we got a call. No, maybe not. Hello?
Hello? Hello? All right, we can't hear anyone.
And you stopped calling. Come back.
Come back.
We're trying.
All right, well, we'll go back to the music for the end. This has been the Willow Tree Theater on 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. And if you're listening, call again.
Yes. We'll figure it out this time.
Because I'm leaving you. Hold me close and whisper low. give that